We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jumping off an hour or two here of Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers. Talking text lines at 504-260-1870. James, I see you. We're going to get to you. Also going to have Blake Ruffino, founder, CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network, will join us in a few moments. First, though, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is doing, well, Roger Goodell things. He says the evidence against Deshaun Watson calls for at least a full year suspension for the Cleveland Browns quarterback. Well, he's quoted at a league meeting to basically, this was to solidify the ownership
of the Broncos.
We've seen the evidence. She was very clear, she being the victim, about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence. There were multiple violations that were egregious. It was predatory behavior. Well, two grand juries have decided it was not. So I'm wondering, what's the evidence?
Well, why is he even putting in his two cents if he decided to go with Peter C. Harvey, who's a former New Jersey or attorney general?
He's influencing. He's also prepping the battlefield because the guy that they have appointed now to hear.
He's
the
a designee to basically arbitrate this.
Yeah, and he's in bed with the NFL, so he's prepping the battlefield for what he wants to be a 1 year suspension, and therefore getting it out there early.
Guys, what this all boils down to is he got 31 owners upset with one owner because they gave Deshaun Watson a guaranteed contract, and he's hearing heat. This guy is the biggest mealy mouth that you will ever see in your life. He's the same guy a year ago that said, I will hold owners, head coaches, general managers to a higher standard than players. What has he done to any owner? At all. Nothing.
Robert Kraft.
Nothing. So what he's doing is he has become the mouthpiece for the 31 owners that are upset that this has started a domino effect in the NFL of these guaranteed contracts that the other 31 owners aren't happy that Jimmy Haslam decided, you know what, my only shot to get Watson is to guarantee the money. And so that's why he's doing this. You got to read between the lines.
Because
it's not about all this other stuff.
Because with Deshaun Watson, who's the front runners? The Saints, Falcons, maybe Carolina. It wasn't Cleveland.
No.
And then Cleveland came out of nowhere.
Well,
because of that guarantee.
The NFL, too, the NFL commissioner in particular, and they're doing their own investigation. So they're going to find, it's just like the LHSAA, my biggest complaint about them, and the NCAA. They're going to find what they want to find. As long as it doesn't damage the shield, they're going to twist the investigation. Just like they did not find evidence the team intentionally lost games, talking about the Dolphins during the 2019 season.
And that's a bunch of BS.
Of course they're going to find that. Because then the integrity of the league is then compromised if they prove that Brian Flores was indeed offered by Stephen Ross to throw games to get a draft pick. Because every fan would go, whoa, wait a minute.
Okay, every reporter in South Florida agreed with Coach Flores. Every one of them. Either they've come on here or written about it, that they really think Stephen, he didn't say it in jest.
Well, the thing is, it's hypocritical when you talk about, the integrity, protecting the shield of, we just got two owners right there, right in the forefront. It's so obvious with the Washington now Commanders, Daniel Snyder and Stephen Ross with the Miami Dolphins. How are they protecting the shield?
They're not.
Hypocrites. But I think Mike hit the nail on the head. 31 owners are going, wait a minute. The Browns set a major precedent that now one day they're going to potentially have to live up to that they don't want to live up to, and that is $230 million guaranteed to a quarterback.
Okay, they one time had separation between the NBA and Major League Baseball because of non-guaranteed contracts.
And
now Haslam broke the code.
And two of the last CBA negotiations, the players have approached the owners with guaranteed contracts twice, and the owners said, absolutely not. Shot it down completely.
So
would not even entertain the idea.
One owner broke the code.
Yep.
And so now the other 31 owners are saying, hey, listen, we can't get back to you any other way, but we can spank your backside. And you're going to get a one-year suspension for Watson.
Well, and I think, but this is to play devil's advocate, this is what the Player Association and what they're going to do with Deshaun Watson and his people. They're going to take the approach, can't we compromise? They say, like, well, six games, you don't think that's enough? Well, what if we double that? And they go to 12 games. Okay, 12 games suspended. You know why they're going to fight? They want him to play this season. And he would miss 12 games. He'd basically play five. So then that'd be somewhat of a compromise. Now, the people who are against Deshaun Watson will be against Deshaun Watson no matter what. They think he should never play again. And the people that have Deshaun Watson
back. That is true.
So I'm thinking then this is a compromise, and the NFL is they're showing that they're being stiffer, because you look at the sixth game, that was only, what, $300,000, right under $400,000?
Were they looking for $8 million?
So they're saying right now a season – and a one-year suspension and indefinite suspension, because he has to get counseling, and $8 million. Why not a 12-game suspension and $8 million?
Okay,
so then you compromise. Says the evidence is egregious.
But
here's my deal.
Okay, well, then why didn't the grand jury
the,
say
the grand
that?
Jury
I'm
didn't.
With you. I agree.
But here's my deal. This is not about Deshaun Watson, people listening. This is about an owner who broke the code and gave a guaranteed deal to a quarterback, and now other owners will have to do it too.
All right, Mike Dottillier, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett coming back with Blake Ruffino, founder, CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network here on Sports Talk on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. We welcome in now Blake Ruffino, founder, CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. So what are the top storylines for LSU in fall camp so far?
Oh, man, where do I start? I think, guys, for me, obviously it's the quarterback position. I think we're starting to see a little bit into fruition of who the two young men are. And look, at the current moment, it's been Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier. Both guys are running with the ones, first snaps and back-to-back practices that we've been able to go to. Multiple times they've called for first team, and it's been Jaden Daniels. So I don't know, you know, really how much to read into that. But I don't think that they're really trying to hide anything, because, guys, Thursday we'll be at the scrimmage, and, I mean, we'll learn a lot there too. But I don't think that Brian Kelly's hiding anything. I think that that's the biggest storyline. But I think for me is Jacob Flint, the strength and conditioning coach. Anthony Bradford came in 35 pounds lighter, starting at right tackle for right now. He looks really good and dominant. Those are the two big headlines for me so far.
Okay, last week I asked you about it, and I got my answer. Dellinger at center.
Yes, sir.
And so it was funny, Blake, and why I say that is when we had Brian on, he led me all the way to the end about Dellinger at center. And then, well, we're going to look at him at a couple different positions. But he talked a lot about him playing center. Talked a lot about it. And Martinez playing the tackle position. So I think he was telling me the truth, to be honest with you. I think he was telling me. But he didn't quite say it's in stone. And now we see it.
Mike, and I thought that Garrett Dellinger has done a pretty decent job. You know, just me playing that position, I thought that he got some right protection calls down, and I think that that's the biggest thing. Mike, you and I both know this. You can help and work and teach a snap. You do that 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 times. I know it sounds like a lot, but you snap the ball 100, 200 times in a day, you'll get up there.
Yep.
Mike, he's making the right protection calls. I think that that's the biggest thing for me that I've seen. And him and Marlon Martinez are battling it out. Now, I will say that, you know, Charles Sumner does look a little bit bigger than the spring.
I hope so.
I mean, I know he might be 280, but Mike, he looked, I mean, you can tell by his lower half that he's gaining muscle, if that makes sense. I mean, he's on the all calves team. You know, he's got calves, but, you know, I don't even know what to describe it as.
But Blake.
But Gehlinger, yep.
Bottom line is, we wish we had what Turner has. He can't keep weight on. I had that ability to put it on and then lose it as fast as Charles Turner does. Man, because he's been like that. He was like that for a couple years with Orgeron. And then, you know, all of a sudden he gets to 280. Now he's back down to 268. And, you know, and so he's just never going to be a big guy. He's never going to be a huge guy.
You know, Mike, I would ask you guys this, and I think it opens the discussion. Do you look at maybe moving him, you know, and I don't know what you move him as. I mean, do you give him an 81 jersey and just say, hey, go block on the end line?
Hey, I would think of that as a blocking tight end. Now, I don't know how well he can catch the ball, but as a blocking tight end, listen, they did it under Les. They did that movement before. Take a lineman and put him at tight end.
Well, I mean, if that's going to continue to be his problem, Mikey, I mean, he is doing some good things. I will tell you.
Yeah, he's a good blocker. I'll say that.
Right. I mean, Jacoby and Guillory tried to hit him on a bull rush the other day. And, I mean, look, he's not a small man to slow down either.
No.
But, Mike, at the end of the day, I think that they want Garrett Dellinger there.
I agree. That's what I was alluding to last week because, again, I don't think he was lying about it. I think he sort of led me down the path that he wanted Garrett to be the center. And he talked so much about Bradford, but he didn't say so much about him being an inside player. He talked about him playing on the wing as a tackle.
Well, and you know, we talked to Coach Kelly, what was it, last Thursday or Friday? I forget the day. You know, these training days just they pile on one another. But he talked about, Mike, that they could rotate Bradford and Miles Frazier in and out, inside or outside, and that's something that they would cross-train because Miles Frazier is just such a long-bodied guy. I mean, you know that he's got fat on him, but, Mike, he looks like a prototypical, like something you would see, you know, when we go to a Saints game, maybe he's not as thick as a Ryan Ramczyk, but, man, does he have the same length. I mean, and the same kind of body frame, and he's put on some muscle. You know, Mike, for me, it is Anthony Bradford at right tackle. I think because, Mike, we've seen this for 3 or 4 years with this young man. He can't lose weight. He can't lose weight. We go out there, and I'm like, okay, so you did lose 35 pounds. And so he's impressive. But I will tell you, one thing I didn't mention, Mike, I don't know how they're going to keep Harold Perkins off the field, even if it's just special teams.
Well, Bobby,
I have no idea.
Bobby was asking about that yesterday. He said, how long will it take? I said, not long.
It doesn't matter if he's a freshman. It's all about production because, I mean, you look at a senior like Baskerville, but I think you kind of know what you have in him. Then you look at a transfer from Clemson, Mike Jones Jr., you look at Greg Penn. Where I'm saying, well, once he knows what he's doing, how can you keep Harold Perkins out of there?
Well, I just remember one play that I saw. The offense was trying to get momentum. They're trying to move the ball down the field. He's playing scout team, and they call a coverage, obviously, to go against what they're calling so the ball continues to move down in these team periods. Guys, he legitimately was on the far left hash and ran all the way across field to break up a hitch route that Kayshon Boutte ran.
I'm telling you,
it was when I looked at Mike Scarborough and I said, I'm gone. See y'all. I already saw what I need to see from him. I'm done. And then, they're putting him on the edge. They're giving him just giving him different looks. And I tell you, if he puts it all together, that young man is going to be something special.
Now, Blake, how about the running back? Is it by committee, or do you see a workhorse? How would you compare right now where they're at, like John Emery Jr. or Noah Kane? Elaborate on that.
I think that we are seeing Frank Wilson's back in town. Everybody's rotating, and rotating at a very high level. Noah Kane, John Emery, Noah Kane, then here comes Josh Williams, then here comes Amari Goodwin on a third down package. They're rotating. I think that for me, Thursday is going to play a big role in this, to see the scrimmage. How do they utilize in the running back rotation? I will say, though, every time that I have been out there, it has been Noah Kane starting off, with John coming in on some more passing down type of situations when they're trying to spread the ball out. But if they go 11, 12 personnel, which we've seen them do, it's been Noah Kane. And so I think that they're going to spell him like that, but at least that's what we've seen so far.
Who would, if you're playing the game today, and they're going to be three wide receiver set, and we know Butte is going to be one of them, who would you say or predict would be the other two receivers? It would be Jare or Malik or another two combination?
You know, Mike, this is the way that I put it, and you guys know more about the Saints and covering them more than I ever will. Y'all forgot more about the Sean Payton era than I will ever know. But you know how when Sean would rotate in guys, he would call out a certain package and a different package of players would come out? I really might think it's going to be exactly like that. They're calling out different packages, different personnel's coming in. You know, I know Jack Bench has got the shin splints, but from what I put together and from what I've seen, there's a package where they're putting him in the slot. So, Mike, the only one that we kind of know for sure is obviously Kayshawn, but they've been rotating in these different packages and plays. So to give you the three that I can't give you the three. The only one that I would feel comfortable about and saying that he might just for sure have a spot would be Malik Nabers, because he is really turning heads. And when we talked to Brian Kelly after the press conference, somebody said something about Malik Nabers looked good, and he stopped, he turns around, and he says, "Boy, is that kid explosive."
Whoa.
Unsolicited. So
that tells you who's two.
That tells you who's two. So yeah. It would be those two for me.
Now, Blake, what is your take on this? And do you think the Tiger fan base could be patient enough? You know, look at the 21st century has been really kind to LSU, considering how relevant. You look at the last time LSU didn't appear on the preseason coaches poll, and that's over two decades. What was former head coach Nick Saban's first year, and they finished 8-4. And you'd say 8-4, that's a pretty quick turnaround considering after going 3-8. I remember when they fired head coach Jerry DiNardo the year before. So are you kind of expecting Coach Kelly kind of 8-4 type team, what Saban was able to put forward?
Yeah, I will say I think that Brian Kelly does have more talent than what Saban did in that season. But if you told me 8-4, 9-3, and sign on the dotted line right now, I don't know about you guys, but I'd take it.
I would take it.
Just because here's the thing. I know that they have the talent, but you have five new offensive linemen that are going to be starting. You have two new running backs that didn't see action in the SEC last year. Kayshawn Boutte's really and truthfully, outside of Jare Jenkins, and we talked about this last week, but outside of Jare Jenkins, Kayshawn's really the only one with real, true in-game experience. I know Malik had some, and Jack had some, but, I mean, when it's third down and four, and you're in Tuscaloosa, and Joe throws an off-balance pass, and Klein has to catch it with his fingertips, do we have a guy with that experience to know, with the connection of the quarterback, where the ball is going to be placed? I still got to see more for the offense. I think for me, Thursday's humongous with this scrimmage. I just want to see how this offensive line moves up. Now, we did a film study, and that offensive line did in the second half, and in total ran for over 200 yards rushing in the spring game. And I get it's a spring game, but I really want to see how this offensive line gels. And if they do what I think that they might do, I think I can say 8-4, 9-3 and be pretty confident.
Blake, we sort of know that there's a lot of shuffling going on at corner and still nothing really defined there. But for the fans, sort of give them some insights at the safety position and at nickel, because that nickel guy, man, I remember Ed telling me this last year, our nickel's playing 87% of the time. I mean, he's beyond three-quarters of a starter. So kind of go through things with the safety position, which seems to be a little bit more definitive than what we're seeing at corner.
Yeah, it's been Jay Ward and Joe Fouché, the Arkansas transfer, every day. Major Burns has kind of started to make a little, you know, turn some heads. But it, for 1,000%, it has been Joe Fouché and Jay Ward. And the way that they're doing these zone coverages, the way that you can tell that they're trying to run it, it's not, you know, they're just playing their zone. They're going to play, you know, what seems to me is maybe more of a I don't want to say a softer zone, but there wasn't a lot of man coverage out there. And those two guys are playing the role. But I'll tell you, Mike, and guys, I'll take you to a steak dinner if I'm wrong on this. I think Seven Banks is going to be the biggest surprise to his LSU fan base week one.
Yeah, I hope he stays healthy. I hope he stays healthy.
Me too. But Mikey looks good, man. So when we went out there, he was the first person that I got to see, like, eye to eye, eyeball to eyeball. You wouldn't know that he had hip surgery. It wouldn't come off the field. They tried to spell him out. He was saying he ain't coming out, and I kind of like that dog in him a little bit. You know, he told us about a month ago he's got a lot that he wants to prove, and so just in drills, just on the field, I'll stand on that hill. I think Seven Banks might be a bigger surprise than what people think right now.
Have you seen Dibert kick yet?
No, I haven't. No, that's the one thing, Mike, that I haven't seen. The only person that I've seen kick has been Jay Bramblett, the punter from Notre Dame. But, no, I haven't seen it. I did see a kickoff, but, Mike, he was lollygagging, and it was more about a form technique and kind of going through the motions. Well, and I'll say this, he kicked it 52 yards, so, and he kind of looked like he was half, you know, wasn't it? But, no, I haven't.
Blake Ruffino, founder, CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, thank you, man.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all soon.
Thanks, Alrighty. Blake.
All right, we'll step away and come back. James in New Orleans, you're next on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby, Mike, Christian back here on Sports Talk. James in New Orleans on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. Go ahead, James. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. Listen, you know, I'm going to get to Roquan and Double D teaming up. But, you know, we were talking about
Wait, let me back
Miami
up.
Guy.
The hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want a listener going, did the Saints trade for Raekwon Smith?
No. James is great at me. He's better than his fantasy football stuff than A-Bear.
Yeah, James knows how good Roquan is.
No, he knows he's a stud.
He's a 25-year-old stud.
That's it.
Double D's 33. And Double D is 33, but what I wanted to discuss with you guys before we jump on him is basically the guy from Miami, he would have never even sniffed the NFL position as an owner if Tagliabue and Roselle guys were around. You know what changed? When we moved to when the Raiders moved to Las Vegas, that's when basically guys like that said it's an open season. And so I'm saying this, you know, Bobby, one thing, you know, I know you all about the players, and I'm kind of more about the emblem than I am the players, right? But the thing is that, well, kind of like I said, he's 25. You know, Double D's 33. I was at the Superdome when the Ravens played the 49ers, and Ray Lewis is the best middle linebacker I ever seen. He was a shell of himself by the time he got to that game. Okay. If we're going to really make this move, it has to be changing the culture. But you got to do your research in this kid, and maybe make a swap.
Changing what culture? Why we got to change the culture for Roquan Smith? What, I don't understand what you're saying, James. What culture?
What I'm saying is not what I'm saying. Change the culture. That Double D is the culture. Okay, he is the coach.
Man, why wouldn't he want to play around? Why he wouldn't want to play alongside Roquan Smith? We have two linebackers. We had Dome Patrol. We had four guys. They all played alongside because they all help each other out. Yeah. This would make DeMario Davis be even better. Playing alongside Roquan Smith.
That was for the short term, Bobby. But he only got two more years left. Let's say, for instance.
Well, short term, the NFL is what have you done for him lately? You got to win now. The fans, look, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. Well, you got to win now. Well, we're not rebuilding, we're reloading. So Roquan Smith, that would get a lot of national attention. Again, we can wish and all that. You talk about national perspective. Show me a duo of linebackers if you had Roquan Smith and DeMario Davis alongside each other. Look at every team.
Okay, but so here's my thing. I would rather trade Double D than trade CJ because he's what? Is he 25?
DeMario Davis is the heart and soul of this defense.
No, you want both Sam Mills and Von Johnson. Then you like them side by side, and you got the bookends, Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson.
Loved it.
Well, we have. If you look at Taylor, now look at Alante Taylor. I'm telling you, watch when all said and done. I'm looking into my crystal ball, James. CD Deuce is not that much better than Alante Taylor. You can remember. There's a reason why. Look, the Saints are so high on Alante Taylor. And CD Deuce is trying to get paid. Now, what does he want? Is he going to be reasonable and he thinks he's a top slot corner and he should get the $8 or $9 million? Or you say, man, I want $11-12 million. No, you got to know the market too.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Does he set the market for the slot? Because what Charlie Long has sent me, it's in that $8 million.
Yes,
a year
and
range
I have no
average.
Problem, James, no problem paying CD Deuce $8-9 million. But he's not. Listen, Roquan Smith is a 2-year All Pro, not Pro Bowl All Pro. What a CD Deuce is he All Pro?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. He ain't. And you might say, he just started. Well, Roquan Smith just started. He's 25 years old.
Every team would want Roquan.
He would start for every team.
And he'd be a star for every team. Here's the big thing. One, I don't think the Bears will deal him. Two, what it would take to get him.
A lot.
Pay him.
A lot.
Ms. Gale will pay him.
Oh, yeah, money-wise, but what it would cost
in
compensation.
Asset. You got to give up something to get something. Yeah,
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk Smasher. You're up next here on WWL.
We'll give him Andres Pete. We'll throw Andres Pete in there with CD Deuce.
Welcome back to Sports Talk, our Open Heart Jewelers talking text lines, the Smasher and Hammond. Go ahead, Smasher, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, Christian, Bobby? It's great to have a chance to talk with y'all. It's been a minute since I called in, but I listen to you guys every day religiously. But let me just give you a piece of good news. I'm coaching now. Finally got my work schedule worked out and everything, and I'm, relocated. I'm up here on the North Shore, so I'm coaching the Hammond Tours. Actually, we have a jamboree, a big jamboree coming up this weekend.
Smasher,
where were you coaching before?
Yeah.
Where were you coaching before, Smasher?
In reserve.
Okay.
Okay, a name like Smasher, are you a linebacker coach or what?
Actually, I was a tailback. I led the league in rushing 4 to 7 years I played.
Oh, okay. Well,
what
Smasher
league?
Ran over.
What league?
DOC.
What league?
DOC. What if you understand me.
What is that?
Department of Corrections.
Oh, okay.
That's like longest yard. That means you really
D-O-C.
Are stuck.
D-O-C, okay.
Totally.
I didn't know if it was DLC. Right.
They bring in the business. Yeah. They ain't half-stepping.
I played on the same team with Ramsey Dardaw.
Oh, okay.
We won championship in 96. Kevin Falk, Booger McFarland, Cecil Collins, Chris Beard, who passed, And Greg LaFleur, all of them came to our banquet. We won in 96. But what I want to tell you guys, though, is that and Billy Cannon, too. We're playing this weekend. We got a big jamboree. I'm coaching 9 and 10-year-olds in this league. And We've got a game at Berman on Saturday. We're starting a bunch of games. The 9 and 10 year olds just littered. And then on Sunday, we're playing at Harrell. And that game, we're playing against a team from Memphis. So this league, this jamboree is so big. I'm just excited. You know, you got a team coming all the way in from Memphis.
Well Smasher, that's good that you help and give back and develop the youth. You know, future football players. And
yeah, God bless you for that, brother, because I think it's so needed today.
Giving back, yes.
Yeah, it's
so
needed
today. There's a shortage of coaches and officials at the youth level, in particular at the high school level. All right, Mike, that wraps up your portion of the show, man.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. See y'all tomorrow.
See you tomorrow at practice.
Coming up next hour, K-Dogs, Dogs. Also, our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdrights.com, also next hour. Two down, two to go. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.